we're immigrants and for immigrant justice. They say one thing, but they do another.
Immigrant families and workers with Movimiento Cosecha said they've been waiting for years for action from the federal government when it comes to benefits and deportations.
In the past history, the promises have been broken in the sight of Obama-Biden administration, the immigration reform in the first 100 days, and it didn't happen. So we learned from that, and we don't trust them.
That's Hema Lowe, an organizer with the group's Grand Rapids branch, who here in Michigan has been vocal in criticizing Democratic Senators Gary Peters and Debbie Stabenow in their recent vote to exclude undocumented immigrants from COVID relief packages.
There's no other way to survive but to work in front lines. This country benefits from our labor, putting our lives on the line. It's telling us, oh yeah, we love the labor of the undocumented immigrants, but we don't want as a person of value.
In a national movement, the group has presented President Biden and Democrats with a deadline to, quote, fulfill their promise to the undocumented community. In a press release, the group said, quote, despite promising to stop deportations for his first 3 months in office, Biden has chosen to deport thousands of immigrants and continue separating our families. Going on to say, quote, promises and bill introductions mean nothing while thousands are deported and exploited in this country every day. The group has announced plans to mobilize in D.C. on May 1st if Biden fails to provide permanent protection for the 11 million undocumented workers and families within his first 100 days in office. I'm Kylie Ambu.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.